Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael of the Faith and Freedom Show here on Liberty Works Radio Network. The Freedom 104.3 FM, folks in our Florida audience broadcasting in Florida and also online at LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. It's good to be here today. I'm excited about the guest we have here today. Very well educated. And let me say about education. Education is something that is perpetual. It's not just something that you go to the school, you get your degree, you get your certificate, and you press on smartly, put it on your wall, and suddenly you are the grand poobah. So if you've got that lifestyle, I challenge you, chastise you, rebuke thee. And remember, work as unto the Lord, not as a man pleaser. Now, I want to tell you about this. The gentleman that I'm going to have here on the show here after the next break is Dr. William Forschen. He is and that's Forschen. He is an acclaimed author. He's got some books that, the one that we're going to talk about today and a few other books we're going to be talking about today, one of these books is called One Second After. It's about just an idea of what would happen if a high-altitude nuclear weapon was detonated above the United States. Let's just say a lot of things in the news recently about North Korea launching missiles. I know that Iran has recently launched a missile that should carry things, I believe, was 1,200 miles, but I think they were targeting getting one that would fly 2,500 miles, which would basically be able to shoot anybody could be detonated over Europe and other places around the Earth. So those are some of the interest in the news recently, and they're interest to everybody, whether you're in America or Florida or UK or wherever, I think is an important topic. Because some of the stink, I guess, with Iran, I talked about the other day, they signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And the Non-Proliferation Treaty enabled them to get some information and materials that would enable them to have nuclear power. The only problem with having that nuclear power, potentially you could build yourself a bomb eventually. So you had to promise to be good or you couldn't get the stuff in the first place. So now once you get all the stuff, you can't renege on that. Reneg. That's a play cards and spades term. That's really cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Dr. Forschen, who's authored this book. It's already, I think, by May. It came out in March. By May, it was number 11 on the list, as reported by one of the major news organizations. So we're going to be talking to Dr. Forschen today. The other thing is tomorrow, I've got great guests this week, by the way. There's a local going to be here Wednesday, one of your own. One of the folks that is in this broadcast area will be with us Wednesday. He was a candidate for president under the National Socialist Party. I guess they call it the Socialist Party. We don't want to call anybody a National Socialist, do we? Is that politically correct? Well, we'll see what he thinks. So we're going to be having a dialogue. That means we're both going to be speaking. We're both going to be thinking it's going to be a good time. And, of course, I'm going to bring up my view, which I told him when I talked to him. I bring up the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. So you know what my reference is, or you know what you have to hold me accountable to. That's pretty high standard. So if I'm off, you know where to hold me, right? If I blew it, if I say something dumb, well, guess what the reference is. So this is good stuff. So Bill Moore will be here on Wednesday, and that'll be exciting. Also, on Tuesday, Dr. Orly Taze, we're going to tell you about that. She's going to be here tomorrow. This is going to be neat. Thursday, I'm excited about Thursday's guest. Thursday's guest, many of you under our listening audience will recognize the name. Some of you go, well, I've heard of it. And some of you won't have a clue what I'm talking about. But somebody called me Saturday, and his name is Ralph Carmichael. Ralph Carmichael. This is a guy who, if you've been exposed to Christian music, he was actually like kind of one of the founders of contemporary music in the 50s and 60s of all things. Isn't that something? Early 70s. I would go around the world in my Navy trips and things like that. I'd show up someplace and some guy would be talking to me, find out my name. He'd say, you related to Ralph Carmichael? They'd ask me this question about this guy all over the world. And at the time also, we heard the on the Lucy show, it transitioned from I Love Lucy and it went to the Lucy show. And one of the characters, just a certain segment of time, she was called Carmichael, Lucy Carmichael. Well, it turned out that just prior to taking on that name, that Ralph Carmichael was doing the music for that show, doing music for Nat King Cole and other contemporary artists of the day, way back when in the secular field of music. And he's going to be with us today. He's 81 years old. It might be 82 now, but he's 81 years old. He's still working. Remember what I said, you can't check out until it's time to check out, folks. It's just an exciting, I'm looking forward to Thursday. But again, tomorrow, so I've got a very kind of an eclectic group of people that we're interviewing this week, all for a good reason. It'll all get to a good point that should be certainly edifying for every one of us. But tomorrow, talk about a hot potato. Dr. Orly Taze is a lawyer in Southern California who is today, this morning, I didn't get the results of what happened, was in a U.S. federal district court in Southern California arguing against a Department of Justice motion. The government is trying to have a case dismissed where a military officer is filing an injunction to have something happen. I'm not sure exactly what the requirement is, what they're trying to get the government to do, but it's on the basis of the challenge of whether or not the current president of the United States is actually eligible for the office on the basis of birth. Yes, you've heard the term birthers. So we're going to be talking to the folks on the front lines in the birther battle. So that we're going to be talking about that's going to be quite exciting. We're going to find out what happened in the courtroom today. We're going to have somebody who really knows the details of what some claim to be an authentic birth certificate from Kenya, some claim to be a fraud and all kinds of stuff. So it'd be kind of scary if a lawyer went into a courtroom with a fraud. But you never know. We're going to find out the facts. We're going to find out what happened in the courtroom today. We're going to find out the position that both sides are taking. Again, we're going to deal with these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. We're not going to get caught up in our passions, I don't think. Oh, by the way, I do have to mention what our phone number is, so you can write this down on your styrofoam cup with your fingernail. Toll-free, 888-850-1872. Toll-free, 888-850-1872. As I'm punching around some of the information about my next guest, he with Newt Gingrich authored a book called Gettysburg, and it was kind of they took a twist on it. It's what Gettysburg would be like, and I haven't read it, but I'm just reading about it, if things went right, I guess, for the South. I don't know if it in there if it said that J.E.B. Stewart, old Jeb Stuart, did he really show up in time instead of gallivanting around the country looting? You know, was he available for tactical use? I don't know. Maybe they bring that up in the book. Is it possible? What would have happened had Lee actually listened to some of the recommendations of shifting his army to a different position, basically trying to flank the Union between themselves and Washington, D.C. So it was, but I guess it was a hit. It was a hit book. So, and there's another book, Pearl Harbor. What would that have been like had other things happened that might have happened, I guess, if certain people were paying attention? But again, the main story that I'm going to talk about with our next guest is this idea of what would happen if a single high-altitude nuclear weapon burst, whether it's high yield, I don't know what how much of effect. Actually, it may be that the yield is not as, I guess, I don't know how much it matters. We're going to talk to Dr. Forsen. He's going to explain some of these things to us. But it's something that they've actually been looking at for quite a long time, is what would happen to the infrastructure, the connectivity network in America if a single nuclear weapon went off at high altitude. So there are folks, I guess, that are beginning to develop the technology that could essentially, I think about it, you could launch a missile off a ship in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, what's to stop you from taking a ship, say, let's just hypothetically say Iran, and move it into the Gulf of Mexico and latch that baby right there? Who's paying attention to that? Hey, what's that coming in at Mach whatever? I don't know. You ever been in the military? Anybody ever been in the military and something was right in front of everybody's eyes and everybody's going, what's that? I don't know. Don't bother me. If I report it, then it's going to cause me to work. Believe it or not, this is almost giving away national security secrets. Believe it or not, there's actually a value that they put in search plans of the pay attention factor. It's weird but true. So there is a lack of pay attention factor in any search plan. So if somebody, just think about this. I think when you're at a heightened state of alert, it's difficult enough to properly classify something that's inbound. But if you're not really looking for it, sometimes you're having to go, wait a minute, this can't be something weird. I mean, this can't really be, oh, what do you mean there's three hijacked planes are flying around crashing into buildings in North America? And there's a certain point where you're not really paying attention to what's going on. And how much time does it take? Well, maybe Dr. Forshin will tell us that. He'll tell us how fast these missiles travel and how many seconds or minutes it takes to get from, let's say, just off the coast of Cuba and the Gulf of Mexico to sitting over Washington, D.C. when you're being shot through space or through, a ballistic missile, intercontinental ballistic missile type thing. So we're going to be talking to, as I said, Dr. Forshin. In a few minutes, we're going to have some other things we're going to talk about. I think that's going to bring up, that's got some intrigue in and of itself. We're also, there's some things in the news I noticed. There's a report that Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Paulson were lying about the solvency, the health, the strength, the vitality of Bank of America and other banking organizations and institutions to try to get some loans, thinking they would be the ones that would pass loans on to others and keep the economy booming. And it turns out they really weren't healthy and they didn't get the economy booming because they were themselves in a little bit of trouble. So that's in the news today. We'll be talking about that. Global governments. I said this last week. I've said it for a couple of weeks ago. I've been reporting on what the IMF thinks its role is. So sometimes I ask this question, who's running the government? I heard just our previous host said, hey, how come the current president's doing the same things the last president's doing? Well, maybe that some of the agenda, some of the script is written from somebody who's been writing the script for a long time and they're not elected. I don't know. So I pose the question constantly, what does the IMF and some of the other organizations think about what their role is and their influence? I said the other day, I mentioned an article I read on the IMF website about how they explained their plan for the stimulus package. Oh, by the way, this same stimulus package is happening in Australia, UK, Germany, and all kinds of places all over the world. Who came up with the idea? Can the president say, my plan? Can Congress say, our plan? Is it their plan or is it somebody else's plan? That's always something to intrigue people's thought process. Also, I want to talk about Lions Club. We had some interaction with some folks that needed some help, and I talked to some people from Lions Club. I'd like to find out more about them. I have a little story here. It's called The History of Lionism. Believe it or not, somebody called it Lionism. That's it. So there's some other things that are going on, and I did want to also mention that our author, our next guest, has written a book, To Try Men's Souls, that is quite also very interesting. So I think you guys are going to get a kick out of our next guest. If you are a lover of good books, if you'd like to burn calories just by reading an exciting story, or you have friends that like to do that, you make sure they tune in. We're going to be back in a few minutes with Dr. Forshin, the author of One Second After. Woo, this is good stuff. And so tell your friends now, I'm giving you about 5 minutes to talk to them, to get them lined up, to get them tuned in. And also, there's going to be a special event at the college where Dr. Forshin teaches. He's a professor. In fact, it looks like he modeled some of his own life in the book One Second After. There's just a hint. There's some parallels there that are kind of interesting. So keep tuning in to Freedom 104.3 FM. For the Liberty Works Radio Network, I'm David Allen Carmichael. We'll be back. Tune in to faithfreedoms.org, and you can get a live video stream and also constantly live audio stream at libertyworksradionetwork.com, and we shall return. Our number here is 888-850-1872.